It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
The G-Man coming aboard.
Galactic Interstellar Council on okay. Revolution Radio Studio okay, A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm. As expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
The madness grows in this sick society. Posers laud shallow youth for their empty fads. Phonies seek out vain celebrities for instruction. Slaves glorify globalist parasites for their stolen wealth and power. Politicians are puppets, not leaders. Sheep wear masks and accept deadly vaccines. In these dark times, the wise must lead us. So we call the Wisdom Circle. Each week, Scorpio and Giuseppe will call upon the sages, the learned, the pragmatic, to discuss the great problems and distill the great solutions. Here is the leader of the Wisdom Circle. Scorpio.
Okay, guys, welcome to the Wisdom Circle today on November 4th, the day after the election. Today, we're kind of rebranding the Wisdom Circle, and we're going to have a very frank and important discussion about what's going on with this election. At this point, I am very, very concerned about what's going on, and I just want to let everyone listening. We want to make this a roundtable, so any hosts or anyone that wants to call in, just let me know. And we want to get as many voices in here as we can today, all right? So that said, Giuseppe, how are you, sir?
Oh, I am as good as can be expected when we're witnessing the globalist parasite, the international Jew, take over this country lock, stock, and barrel with the globalist satanic agenda. It's just unbelievable. You know, they laid it out how they were going to steal the election, and now they're doing it. Yeah. And if anybody wants to call, 703-879-8880. That's 703-879-8880, or we're a Skype-based radio platform, and we're also simulcasting on our Rising Tide webcast network, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. So if you want to message us there, we can bring you in. But for Skype, you want to go either to Dolphin_Dave, which is Scorpio's Skype handle, or longer, Giuseppe Vaffangulo, which is J-I-U-S-E-P-P-E, and then V-A-F-A-N-C-U-L-O. And so we'd love to have you join. This is just outrageous, Scorpio. I knew it was coming, but yeah. I still can't believe it.
Well, it's funny, man. I'm really burned out because, like, you know, we did our show with Jim to what, about 11:30 last night, and I couldn't turn off the news on the internet. So I sit up to like 1 o'clock waiting for something to happen. Of course, nothing did really. But now this is exactly what I thought they were going to do. And Giuseppe, they've known for probably a year that this thing was going to come down to 2 or 3 states. So they've got everything in place to steal the necessary states, I believe. And isn't it interesting that, you know, Nevada isn't even going to report any more votes until tomorrow. And I think that Pennsylvania has like an entire, like until my birthday, November 12th, to report any of the final results.
Well, I'm going to have to bake you a birthday cake with a nice 9mm in it to break you out of the FEMA camp.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, yeah, man. I want to bring in Bridget first because she's in Nevada. I believe she's in the Reno area. And, you know, I've know Nevada pretty well. I've traveled the entire state. I have 2 very close friends that live in Las Vegas, and I know quite a bit about Nevada. And the idea that Nevadans want to be put out of work and go under more lockdowns and have tourism completely destroyed is ludicrous. And so, well, I don't know, Giuseppe. And this thing that they took Arizona to—that's the illegal alien vote, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that people, legitimate citizens who come to the United States, like in Florida, and they have a better opportunity because they lived the shithole, the oppressive shithole, totalitarian shithole that is communism in Cuba. They're like, they voted for Trump because they know what a land of opportunity this could be for a hardworking person. But the lazy parasites who are coming across the open border in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas and California, they want free stuff, man. This, give me a check, man. Take care of my children, man. Give me great medical care, man. Give me a place to live, man. Hey, essays, we're in America. You owe us reparations, mijo.
Right. So. And see, you know, I was trying to explain this last night too, that this idea that there's some group of people called Hispanics really doesn't mean anything. It all depends on what country you're talking about. For example, you know, the Cubans, they hate communism. They know exactly what it brings. And we saw the results from that. And same with the Venezuelans. The Venezuelans despise communism because they know what it does to people and what it does to freedom. So, the Mexicans fleeing over the border illegally, that's a whole different story, like you were saying. And they've been promised free stuff. And that's why they're, you know, there. It didn't used to be like that. Mexicans used to be, the ones that came here were very hardworking and came to make a better life. But they've weaponized this by declaring these sanctuary cities, so on and so forth. They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, the one thing, Scorpio, to keep in mind that when people say Latino, you know, it's kind of like saying European. Of course, Italians are different than Germans, but it's just an easy way to lump the region together.
Yeah, I see that. But
I agree with your point.
Yeah, it's the differentiations are somewhat more pronounced, I think. That's just been my experience living in South America. It just, the countries are so different. The people are really different. And it's just, you know, it's a huge area. South America, Central America are just massive areas, you know.
Oh, no, man, I'm in agreement with you. But I'm saying when somebody like Jim Fetzer, who will be joining us in like 10 minutes or so, he hasn't gotten any sleep. He's so freaked out. He's cleaning every weapon he has. He's a feisty man. He's ready to fight for this country. But you know, I've had that experience too, especially when we lived in New Mexico, you know, and even different kinds of Mexicans are very, very sensitive about what region they're from and all that. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. Okay. We're bringing in Bridget here. I'm calling her now.
Bridget, you're bringing me in? No.
Bridget, hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Your little
volume's pretty low.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Hold on. Sorry. My mic was somewhere else.
Okay. Great. So so why don't you just give us a little report from a boots on the ground perspective. I believe you're in the Reno area, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. Yeah. So I think probably one of the most shocking things that I posted a video in the host chat was, you know, what happened on Saturday. When, you know, I basically kind of bumped into a guy who was trying to access a security building, you know, like an apartment building, and didn't have a key. And, like in the video, I talk about it because I couldn't get anybody to actually help. So I was approaching the building. I have a lock key for the building to go into the building. And he was in front of me, and the property has posted a lot of signs about, you know, not letting people into the building, because last winter we had some problems with homeless people lying that they had relatives right in the building, and they got into the building to sleep and, you know, things like that. So there's really strict rules. And it's not a high-end building. We live in the white hood here in Reno. We live in the welfare, you know, it's buildings in the welfare section. But it does have a security lock. But the guy had he was about 5'9 to 5'11. He had darkish curly hair. He had a hat that said Biden on it. He also had a mask, a black mask that said Biden on it. He also had like something hanging from his neck with some stuff on it. Looked like, you know, maybe fake security badges or something like that. I watched him walk up to the building. So I was kind of stepped away. And then I watched him try to open the door. And I noticed that he used his right hand to try to open the door while his left hand was holding a stack of, you know, wasn't sure until he turned around to look at me, of ballots without the envelopes. You know how they have like just the paper ballots that are thin. And I would say that he probably had a huge stack, so much so that, you know, his hand was completely open as he was holding on to him. So when he turned around to look at me, when he punched the door because he couldn't get in there, and he turned around to see that I was standing there watching, he kind of like, you know, curved himself in, kind of huddled in, and then kind of took off across the parking lot. So I spent, you know, like 3 hours. I called the sheriff's department. They said it wasn't their jurisdiction to call the Reno police. So I called them. They said that that they weren't going to help, that they, you know, weren't going to do anything about it. They weren't going to come out and look. I couldn't file a report. Nothing was going to happen, and that they referred me to this number for voting something or other in the local area. Because it was Saturday, I called them, and they were closed for the whole weekend and wouldn't open till Monday. So I called the Reno Police Department back and just said, you know, like, isn't this a crime? It's a crime. You can't have these many ballots, you know, like in your hand. And you can't sure as hell be going door to door. They said, you know, we're making no comment on this, but we're not, you know, we're not going to help you at this point in time. We recommend that you call that voter number and file some kind of complaint with them. So after about 3 hours of trying to get anybody on the phone, I mean, this is the part that, I mean, you know, society is very criminal, right? I mean, you know that what they're doing is very criminal.
But, absolutely.
You know, it's when you're actually involved in it and you're, you know, trying to just say, put out a police report so that you could give them a basic rundown of what the person looked like, right? What they're wearing. You know, if you come now, you can catch him because he's 2 blocks away.
Right.
The direction that he went. And to have like, you know, complete, you know, zero, like total stand down. But, you know,
What was your feeling like? Do you feel like the police had been told just to sort of let it slide and not do anything? Is that what you're trying to imply?
Yeah, I think they were completely told to stand down.
Yeah,
just the way that makes sense. Were dealing with me, and they kept putting me on hold, and then you know the police would get back on the phone and say, "Yeah, well, we can't even comment on this, or you know, we can't, you know, take a nothing."
Well,
you know.
And I'm sure those orders are coming from your governor, who is an absolute traitor to your state and to the people that live in it. It's absolutely shocking what's going on. Hold on just a second, Bridget. Jim Fetzer has joined us. Jim, how are you, sir?
Well, I'm fascinated that we seem to have a witness to vote tampering and that there's no interest by the authorities in pursuing it, which implies a conspiracy. They knew an offense was taking place, or at least potentially, and did nothing about it. That's profoundly disturbing. But then this entire sequence, this whole election, has been massively affected by conspiracies of one order or another. I'm simply fascinated that the simplest and most obvious is kind of conspiracy is one for which we have an eyewitness on the phone with us now.
Yeah. It's amazing, Jim. And I'll tell you, the idea that the people of Nevada want to vote in Joe Biden, who's already promised more lockdowns, more restrictions in a state that depends almost exclusively on tourism, is farcical, and it's absurd. And we're seeing this plan of cheating put into place right now as we speak.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that Nevada used to be...
I stayed up late after we had concluded our review of the election returns, and there were several significant developments, including that the Joe Biden guy, the person who calls himself Joe Biden, and this is one of the most stunning conspiracies involved in the 2020 election, came out and said, "We're doing great. We're on a path to victory. We got to count every vote." And then it was a relatively short statement. Then there was a delay in an announcement the White House would be making a response. And I'd say 30, 40 minutes later, the president came out and it was clear he was badly shaken by. And she was talking about the enormity of the turnout, the victory in Florida. He said, "It looks like we're going to actually," he said, "we already have won this thing. But we have to make sure that there's no more voting." And what was very interesting is when we went back to the Fox team discussing it, the clarification was made. He was talking about not counting the vote, not stopping counting voting, but stopping voting after the deadline had passed for the end of the election at 8 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, exactly, Jim. It's like, let's just move the goalposts around until we get what we want. And here's the thing that I find most shocking, and maybe everyone could just weigh in on this, and Giuseppe, maybe you can jump in. You know, we've had 4 years, you know, of absolute Trump hate, and you know, whether you like Trump or not, you know, at this point it's not relevant. This has been a massive psyop on the minds of the American people for 4 years. We've heard nothing but bad things about this man, and we've never been in a situation where the media has done all they can to decide the outcome of this so-called election, and now they're putting their fingers on the scales with, hey, just let the votes keep coming in. It doesn't matter if they're postmarked in time. We'll just keep counting votes until we win. Giuseppe, what do you think about that?
I think that this satanic globalist evil, in their bizarre rituals, they always have to tell you in advance what they're going to do. And they've been laying it out for a year. Well, actually, since this whole corona scamdemic clown world show began, that they were going to steal it via the mail-in ballot counting. And so I'm looking at Fox News right now. And if it stays the way it is, let's see, Trump is at 213, Biden is at 238. If it trending red, Pennsylvania is 233, and then 233, and then North Carolina and Georgia, 15 and 16, go to Trump. That's 64, and then so he loses, and they're going to steal it in Michigan, which is ridiculous with a fascist petty tyrant like the great She Yeti Gretchen Whitmer. How is Michigan going to vote for Biden? And Wisconsin, I was born and raised there, and other than the urban area of Milwaukee and Racine and somewhat Kenosha, but Kenosha was so outraged by the burn, loot, and murder fiasco that they're going to go red. And then Madison and the rest of the state, with the exception of a college town up to the Minnesota border, La Crosse, Eau Claire, is red, and Trump would easily win Wisconsin. So, but Evers, the cowardly, spineless school marm who was elected governor of Wisconsin, is in, as are Whitmer, as is possibly Pennsylvania, with stealing it via mail ballots. It's just outrageous. We're witnessing it.
We are. We're witnessing the theft of the 2020 election before our very eyes, which suggests to me that if this is to be upended, if this monstrous crime upon the American people, this betrayal of the Constitution, is to be defeated, it may require a completely independent avenue of attack, which is the fact that the Democratic Party has put out a candidate that it has never vetted, that it has never voted upon, a man whose name remains to us at present unknown, but he has been playing the role of Joe Biden since, at the very least, the first debate. He is not Joe Biden. And I'm convinced, therefore, that a slew of electoral campaign laws have been violated thereby, and the fraud is enormous. Remember, a conspiracy requires two or more individuals, conspiring or collaborating or cooperating together to bring about an illegal act. And in this case, how many parties would have to know that, in fact, the person who participated in the first debate is not Joe Biden, but a body double, actually an actor, who's doing a pretty good job of impersonation, but whose physical attributes enable us to determine conclusively that he is, in fact, not Joe Biden, but a substitute. And Giuseppe, as in Scorpio, as you both know, before the first debate, I was reviewing the latest reports we had, which included that the Biden team already had the questions, which included that Joe Biden had had a skull implant, so he wouldn't need a wire so he could get communications from off the stage without depending upon one. And third, most importantly, that a member of the staff who was blowing the whistle was reporting how, as an effect of his anti-dementia medication, he was incontinent, so that they had even had staff meetings to determine what type of adult diaper Joe Biden ought to wear that would be least visible through his trousers and not crinkle when he urinates, which I believe is the reason why, when they requested that there be a break after every 30 minutes, unspecified, but to change his diaper, they and the Trump team denied it, they had to go with plan B and bring out the imposter. But I mean, this is just a scam of such enormity that most Americans couldn't get their mind around it. But I say now, if they take a good close look at the evidence, they will see they have been played by a monstrous fraud. I mean, consider Joe Biden was displaying all kinds of signs of incompetence, cognitive incompetence. You know, he didn't know what state he was in, what office he was running for, whether the woman staying beside him was his wife or not. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And in addition, of course, we have the history of criminality that's now been revealed in massive spades, but which was already percolating around the periphery with an accusation by a former campaign staffer that Joe Biden had assaulted her. And of course, now with the revelations from the laptop, and this is a second huge conspiracy involved here, which the mainstream media conspired to suppress, the public was not allowed to be informed. In other words, the public was denied informed consent in casting its vote, which is part and parcel of why subsequently on Twitter, as this news began to percolate, but especially after the second debate, which was particularly devastating for the Biden team, where he said, for example, he'd never taken a cent of foreign money, where he said he was going to phase out oil, and where he declared that this was a contest of character. It was very clear that if the truth had emerged, where the FBI has had this laptop for over 10 months now, it would have been a devastating blow to the Biden prospects because, you know, he's not the good guy that he's portrayed to be. He's been involved in all kinds of dirty money operations. He's taken from 10 to 50% of a cut from his son's foreign business deals, where he insists he's never been involved. We have photographs of him with Ukrainian oligarchs who are involved with Burisma, a meeting he claims he never had. I mean, had the truth only been told, the American people wouldn't have been subject to this swindle, which is now compounded, of course, by what they were planning all along, namely the use of the mail-in ballots to be a cover for stealing the election before our very eyes.
Well, yeah, exactly. I totally agree.
So
Bridget, jump in.
Yeah, so I'll just give you kind of some information. So 2006, I was raised in Nevada, and we were a debt-free state. Why the mafia ran us, right? 2009, I citizen lobbied against some really heinous, unbelievable bills. I'm a traditional osteopath, nutritionist, herbalist. They started rounding us up and putting us out of business and arresting us before this bill was even heard at the legislature. During my time at the legislature, I found out that Abraham Lincoln had sold Nevada for the Civil War debt to the federal government. That's why 85% they claim, you know, that they own everything.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So we don't have like a separate state constitution like other states where, you know, your politicians are, you know, can be forced to uphold the rights of the people of that state. We don't have that. So people are in serious denial. And the other fact is Nevada ranks, you know, 50th in the nation as far as education. So, you know, they obviously, you know, destroy the school system so that people don't learn the things that they know, you know, or truth or facts. But what happened, which became really, really people just didn't even notice that happened. In 2006, we had the MGM Grand Hotel, which is like the largest building here in Reno. It had, you know, its own acreage. It has a pond. It has all kinds of different things. But in 2006, a bank bought it and turned it into the Grand Sierra Resort, but they abbreviated on the building and then they put a circle around it. So all of the stuff on the building is all Templar, Freemason, Illuminati, and the Pharaoh, the Octagon, right? Because whenever you get those circles going on in there, those are the Pharaohs. Those are the people that have been in control for a long period of time. And I know a lot of this from living here and running into some of these people and other people who accidentally bumped into or ended up working for some of these people. So the Grand Sierra Resort was turned into basically, you know, the largest pyramid in the United States where these people could do business in 2006. This is why we had, you know, President O and Biden and these people coming here monthly for meetings. I was detained twice dropping people off during dropping people off at the airport and then couldn't get off the property, which I will never go to an airport ever again after what I had to deal with trying to get off the property, because that, you know, President O kept landing in the Reno airport, over and over and over again, like every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, once a month, and they would close down the whole place and you would be totally detained by black military armed guards. They shut the whole place down. It was a pretty frightening situation. You have people that have businesses that are trying to get out there. One time I almost left my car with my dog and ran because it was intense and super intimidating. So
what do you think Obama was doing there every 3 or 4 weeks? What was going on?
He was
on?
Meeting with the Octagon because he, you know, they claim that he is a genetic representation of one of the pharaohs, right? Go and look that up, that he has some kind of cellular makeup from, you know, one of the pharaohs. So he's like the resurrection of this pharaoh. So they have this, you know, Grand Sierra Resort. So I had a friend of mine who is a brilliant immunologist, which they destroyed. She had created a vaccine that woke up the primordial system of your body, and it would cure any disease that you had, whether it was herpes, whether it was cancer, and your body did it. And so she had a lab in Germany. They destroyed her lab. They took her products and everything else and, you know, chased her around the globe. But she called me because she was coming into Reno because, you know, these people, there was a couple senators that were put a meeting together during the Zika. So she said, you know, can you be there? I was like, yep, I can come help you. I can, you know, come stay with you. You know, I can move you around, whatever needs to happen, you know. So she ended up, this was during the Zika pandemic. They were looking for someone to be their, you know, like Fauci, their, you know, their federal representative for the Zika, you know, virus to put out, you know, bull crap in the social media. And she was saying, you know, it's like, it's not even a real disease. Like, it's totally fake. So she said, well, she'd be willing to meet with them. So there was like four senators that was representing the pharaohs. The meeting was at the top, you know, there at the Grand Sierra Resort, because this is where all these people meet. And it's all kept hidden. Plus, there's all this, you know, satanic stuff going on there and all these symbols and everything else that they've, you know, buttered it up with. And so she went to the meeting and they basically said, okay, this is the deal. We can't find anybody that wants to be our spokesperson for, you know, saying the Zika virus is real and blah, 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 so we can get people vaccinated and blah, 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 blah. And we'll return everything to you. We'll give you a big payment. We'll get you like a big lab again. You know, you'll be our favorite person in the world. And she just said, absolutely not. You know, like, I've learned to live with nothing. I've learned to live on the run, and I'm not going to do your bidding. So she ended up leaving, you know, after we discussed this whole situation. And she actually was active with trying to help us before she left here in Reno with the governors and the mayors, because we have all these homeless people. Nevada, Reno has the largest homeless population right now per capita in the United States. They're all living along the river. They're peeing and pooping. I mean, I have been helping the homeless on the river because they don't get anything, right? Once you lose your ID, you can't even get go to the food bank anymore, right?
Reno has surpassed California per capita. That's absolutely amazing.
Well, we got all the people from the fires, anybody that could walk away. So all these fires across California, over the last 5 years, you know, we've taken in 250,000 immigrants, California immigrants. They're legal, but we've taken them in. They've walked there. They've gone with whatever they've had. They've had to flee because they can't get a foothold back there. So now they're living in RVs and cars and everything else along in Las Vegas, here in Reno, along the streets. And nobody seems to care about that this is happening and this is going on. So because they're going to the bathroom in the river into the public water system, she tried to, I had to take her down, you know, we got her some security to go down and walk around, down the river walk so she could actually assess what was going on. And part of when she became a doctor, she worked in India and she specialized in cholera. So she would get sent out to these places where there was cholera and explain to the people, you know, sanitation. So she was like trying to explain to the mayors and the governor at that time, that was Sandoval, that, you know, there was a cholera outbreak looming. Now the population has exploded. It's way larger than it was. And they still have done absolutely nothing about any of it. So the other thing, too, is like we have this place called the that's been around for a long time. It's up on the hill on the mountain. It's a private gated community that has all kinds of Freemason, all kinds of Illuminati, all kinds of pharaoh symbols. It's so saturated inside with the buildings that they only have certain people that are allowed to go in there and say do construction and whatever else, right, their own. A friend of mine, he had a construction company, accidentally got hired to go in there. And, you know, he'd been there like a week and he was like doing some remodeling on this guy's house. And finally they noticed he was there and they said, well, what are you doing in here? You don't have authorization to be in here. And he's like, well, I got hired by this guy. And they were like, well, that guy just bought that house. He's new. He doesn't obviously know what the rules are, but we can't have you in here. And he goes, well, I have a contract to finish this job. They said, no, you don't. You don't have anything. You need to pack up your stuff and you need to leave. And he said that people like General Mattis have houses in there. And they call it the Eagle's Nest, right? Because it overlooks like all of Reno. So if you go, say you go to like Google Earth, you know, and you look down at the Grand Sierra Resort here in Reno, you're going to see two things on the highway. So it's right along the highway. And on the one exit on the north side, you're going to see a pyramid on the ground, right? In the circle that goes onto the highway and comes off on the GSR side. And then on the other side, what you're going to see is you're going to see a swastika. And the swastika is not visible from the ground. You have to look above it to see it. So what they're saying is we're here, right? These are the symbols of the pharaoh. This is how they deal with things. This is how we don't know what's going on with them because they have all of these symbols. Like, I've been following this girl named Rose Hannah for a long time on YouTube. She grew up with parents that were deaf and she reads lips and all kinds of stuff. And she shows in her videos that all of these people on TV, like you think you're watching the Ellen DeGeneres show, and they're not even really speaking English. They've learned to kind of slur it into an English sound, but it's not even English, and they're communicating with each other on public TV, and we don't even recognize what they're doing.
Wow. So, well, let me bring in Jim or Giuseppe. Yeah. Do you guys have any breaking news or anything to add to this conversation, guys? Go ahead.
Well, I'm certainly fascinated by everything we're being told. It sounds as though we have a secret community, an enclave, where Obama continues to be regarded as an august figure rather than the criminal charlatan of his true nature. And this is all fascinating and profoundly disturbing.
I agree. In fact, it ties together that these Luciferian satanic elites, you know, they do it in plain sight and the average normie doesn't realize it. Look at what they did at the Denver airport and all these other cities around the country.
Oh yeah. Good point. Yeah. Well, what's the latest? Have they made more reports on what's happening in Nevada? What the count is in Michigan too?
Hello?
Right. And what they're saying, Giuseppe, is that the majority of votes that have not been counted are in Clark County, which, of course, is a Democrat stronghold.
I can't hear Giuseppe.
Oh. Or said she cannot hear.
Okay. There. She should be able to hear it, but okay.
Yeah, no, I can hear you.
Okay. And in Wisconsin, with 95% of the vote, Biden leads 1,630,000 to 1,609,000. Now, 95% of the vote is reported. That remaining 5%, if that's rural, that will go big to Donald Trump. If it's Milwaukee County, which is heavily democratically controlled, they will steal the election then. I can't believe in Michigan that Biden is winning 2,613,000 to Donald Trump, 2,566,000, and that gives Biden the lead of about 46,000 votes with 96% counted. Again, it depends on where that remaining 4% is. If it's Detroit, Trump's done. If it's rural Michigan, he may sneak in and win it. And so those Nevada, Wisconsin, and Michigan add up to 28 votes, electoral votes, which gives Biden, that's weird. Is that enough? So that, let's see, he's at 238, 248, 254. No, that's not enough for Biden to win. That's weird. I thought he was at 270 at that point with Nevada, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Huh. Am I adding this up wrong? 248, 258, 264. Yeah, with those three states, he gets right at 270. That's exactly 270, and he steals the election. So that's 32, and yep, that's it. Those three states
give him 270. That's not even including Pennsylvania, right?
No, it doesn't matter. PA, North Carolina, Georgia don't matter. Trump ends up at 267, and Biden ends up at 270, and then he may get another one vote in one of those weird states where, like Maine, you know, they split the vote, or Nebraska. So he may end up at 271, not 270. What a dark day for this country.
If Biden gets in, he's going to destroy the country. And I think it's going to be very hard to repair it. We have another caller, Dean Metcalf, who's also a host here on Revolution Radio. And I believe you're calling in from the United Kingdom. Dean, please come on.
Hey, how's it going? I'm just watching the election map from my computer screen, and it just looks like I'm watching paint dry. What's going on? Bullet time.
Well, they're waiting for more votes to come in so they can count them.
Yeah. I know. I mean, this is the slowest thing I've ever seen. Dear me.
Yeah.
The other thing that's bizarre is, why did they stop counting? Every other election I was ever witness to in my 61 years is they keep counting until they have all the votes counted. There's no break for cookies and a nap. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what other observations would you like to share with us, Dean? Where do you think this is going?
Well, I think it is a close one. And I think that's regard, you know, I don't know how much or how little corruption's there in numbers, obviously. So we just, you can only look at the raw figures. And I just think that there's some weird mentality as a foreigner, as someone that doesn't live in the US. I mean, I'm looking at somewhere like Illinois that always votes Democrat, but I'm just thinking about Illinois as a place and what I hear about it in the media and it being on the news. And I'm thinking, are these people just masochistic or nihilist? I mean, when do they want law and order? Do you know what I mean? Are they going to vote for it one day?
Well, what's strange is, like, states like, Illinois, you've got Chicago, the Chicago metro area, then you have the rest of the state, which is primarily rural. So, in many of these states, there's such a huge divide between the megalopolis city and then the rest of the people that live in the state. Jim, what are your thoughts now?
Well, I mean, they told us what they were going to do, as you and Giuseppe were addressing, and they've done it. I mean, you even had, what, the attorney general, perhaps even the governor, declaring that Pennsylvania will not go to Donald Trump, that Joe Biden will win Pennsylvania in advance of the vote. I mean, how much more open and overt can they be that they're out to steal the election? And of course, with the complicity of the mainstream media, which didn't, massively suppress all the incriminating contents of the Hunter Biden laptop, and of course, would never report to the American people the massive achievements the president has actually accomplished in his less than 4 years in office. I mean, the idea that Joe Biden could win this nomination is insane. I mean, it's completely insane. It could only happen if the result were manufactured and predetermined, as appears to be exactly what's playing out here now.
Yeah, you're so right, Jim. And it's particularly egregious in a state like Nevada that depends on tourism and conferences and stuff like that. And Biden has all but promised to shut the country down again because he's going to trust the scientists. Giuseppe, what are you thinking, man?
I just thought I would
go ahead.
Yeah, I would just like to throw this out there. You know, we think about, you know, like Russell Means before he passed over, when he was a very, you know, famous Native man. In the end, you know, he started having a legal school, you know, on one of the most poverty-stricken reservations in the United States, the Crow Reservation. And, you know, one of the things he said before he passed over was, you know, now Americans, you know, get to see what Native people, what has been done to Native people all along. So we're starting to see this play out now, that we don't have rights, and that, you know, basically the whole United States is becoming, you know, one reservation, and that nothing we do, they don't want to uphold their political offices. They don't want to hold, which is, you know, a treaty, right, to the people. And so we're just starting to see that happen. So the next level is then, you know, what will happen is that we'll have the more lockdowns. People that don't want to put up with that will end up in FEMA camps, will end up incarceration, and will probably be, you know, executed, not to be harsh, but we're probably going to be executed in these camps. And I don't know if you guys are privy to this, but I have friends, you know, like all over the world. And my friends are shocked. I mean, they always ask me why I stay in the United States because they don't understand, you know, what is going on in the United States at all. But my friend in Canada, she, you know, came about, it was on the parliament where they have some people that are in office in Canada that are at the parliament basically confronting the government and other parliament members on documents that they are finding about these internment camps in Canada that have been built and ones that are newly built. And some of these politicians or, you know, people that are in the parliament have traveled around and looked at them. And so there was this huge thing on the internet, a video, and my friend sent it from these people, these political people in office confronting the parliament members right on the floor about the internment camps, right? And this has been like totally scrubbed from the U.S. news because, you know, they just don't really want us to know anything about that. Where in Canada, it's super public. Right, that they are now have their officials are now fighting that this, you know, stuff is taken down and that it doesn't continue. And they're asking questions in behalf of the people. Where in the U.S., you know, we've already had I used to have a client who was an engineer on the railroad. I have worked in private practice for over almost 30 years, and I've worked with some top people. Even I've worked on some people who would be in the elite realm. You know, I've learned a lot of things. I know a lot of things about a lot of things coming out of people's mouths. But she worked on the railroad, and part of the job is that you have to travel the railroad. And so when she started to notice that they were building these concentration camps out in the middle of nowhere on the railroad, way long before we had the internet, way long before people started talking about this stuff, you know, she would talk to me about it. And then she ended up retiring because it scared her so bad, and she didn't really know how to talk to people about it or who to tell or any of these things. So, you know, we've had these FEMA camps that have been being built and going on for a long time, like over 20 years. Nobody is paying attention. And so we're like, oh, how can this be happening with the stealing of an election? Well, they've been stealing everything. They've been mind controlling everyone. They've been indoctrinating everybody, predictive programming for thousands of years.
You know, Bridget, what you're saying is so lucid and insightful that we are being treated like disenfranchised Native Americans were a couple centuries ago. And what's astounding about it is if you look at what the globalist parasite Yorgi Schwartz, now renamed himself George Soros, his son Shlomo bragged that I picked the vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris. Now, if you recall, Kamala Harris was so unpopular after, in one of the early Democratic debates, Tulsi Gabbard tore her apart, and she was the globalist chosen, and she disappeared. She was so unpopular and such a buffoon. And all of a sudden, they pick her, the globalist parasite, the international Jew Soros picks her, and all of a sudden, she is now going to be the president of the United States through absolute criminal chicanery.
But
by
the other thing, too, is that it's not even the Kamala Harris, right? Like, if you look at Kamala Harris, like, a year ago, and then you look at the one that's running now, they're not even the same person. They don't even look the same. So, I mean, it's not
Interesting.
They've even, you know, it's so predictive programming that they just put new people up and we just accept them as that's who they are. And we never even question. I mean, this is how mind controlled we are, is that we just don't even look. We're not even listening. Like, we can't even think. Like, I'm a huge studier of Rudolf Steiner. And one of the things that he says is that we're in the post-Atlantean epoch, and that this is the epoch started in 1410. And remember the Dark Brotherhood, they murdered him, right? They didn't like him. They didn't like what he was teaching people. He didn't like that he was giving people the real information. He was anti-vaccine back then, right? Before he got murdered.
Well, what's interesting is Rudolf Steiner started out in the Frankfurt School with despicable Satanists like Shlomo Freud, his real name, Sigmund Freud. And Shlomo was actually his given name. And Steiner went off the reservation and they killed him. You're absolutely right.
Right. He started, you know, when he was in college, he, basically translated all the work of Goethe. You know, he started the Anthroposophy Society, which was, and also biodynamic farming, which is, you know, the recovery and restoration of nature and soil and a lot of amazing, brilliant things. This guy was off the charts brilliant in what he left us. But one of the things he said is that we're in the post-Atlantean epoch and we're in the thinking period. So where our brains as humans start to develop so that we can actually critically think. So from 1410 to 3572, and this is the period where we will ultimately figure out what freedom is as an individual. So this is why, you know, some people that are using their capacity in their brain to actually critically think and make sense of this, you're finding that more people are asleep, right? Because not everybody is on the same evolutionary path. So, and it's not like this world has become more corrupt. It's because you're just starting to notice the corruption. You're just starting to think with your mind and your brain. And he said, this is the path to freedom and the evolution of the human being. Well, what's really scary about this is kind of where things bottleneck, right? As far as Rudolf Steiner was concerned.
Hold on, Bridget. That's fascinating, but we're getting a little off topic. Yeah. I'd like to go to Jim. What I'm looking at the Fox News site, and they're not even listing vote counting. I mean, why aren't the votes, you know, the nap and cookie time should be over. Why aren't
Giuseppe, I just want to say one thing. I just checked Drudge Report headline. Here's the big headline from Drudge, which has been taken over. Biden gets the most votes in American history. Jim, go ahead.
Well, it's that Twitter immediately flags Trump's tweet claiming the Democrats are trying to steal the election and votes are being cast after the polls have closed.
I mean, Twitter put a warning label on his tweet, explained what was going on, where he took to the social media just before 1 a.m. Wednesday, that would be Eastern, proclaiming we're up big, but they're trying to steal the election. We'll never let them do it. He also suggested the states were accepting late ballots, adding votes cannot be cast after the polls are closed. Twitter wasted no time flagging Trump's tweet with a message. Some or all of the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. I mean, you just got to look at how thoroughly they covered all their bases to constrain the information that could get to the American people, even from the president of the United States.
Right.
It's called programming. Programming.
Well, and it's also telling, it's also sending out the message that we're more powerful than the United States president. We can censor him if we want to. This is absolutely outrageous, whether you like the president or not.
Excellent.
We're almost at the top of the hour. Dean, why don't you jump in here just real quick before we hit the top of the hour? What do you got?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was thinking when you were talking previously about people being swapped out for doubles, I was thinking, what about a certain politician taking a mask off? I'm thinking back to Obama. I mean, Obama originally, when I looked at him, was this Saul Alinsky-type radical guy. He seems to like sort of unusual religious ideas, shall we say, like leading up to when he got elected. And he ran on a promise of more transparency in the three-letter agencies. Now, it's interesting that immediately, as soon as he got in, it was, cancel that, and yeah, we're not shutting down Guantanamo Bay. And I think he's the first lefty guy in recent era that came in and then just completely took a knee to the deep state. And now the deep state have been given a bite of that cherry and just want to keep that lovely taste in their mouth. And they want an Obama type that's going to not say, I'm going to drain the swamp and actually do it, but say in their election, oh, yeah, you know, more transparency, and then just go, yep, I'm on your side. Wink, wink. Doesn't matter how far left I am.
Right. And here's the thing. You know, Obama had 8 years. The guy was a living saint. There wasn't a single criticism of him in 8 years. And, you know, Trump could drink a glass of water and he'd be criticized for wasting precious natural resources. That shows the extent of the ownership of this phony media that we live under right now. It's outrageous. Okay, there we are, top of the hour already. We'll be right back. I think I'm going to bring in Jer Bear here at top of the hour. So you guys hang in there. We'll be right back.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! Kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, that you're so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Hey, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
The
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I'm in a state of disbelief about the voting.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West?
There are lives in the balance.
4 years of mind control, 24/7 Trump, and its effect on the average person that doesn't see what the real purpose of the media is.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support.
I don't think people
understand
what's going on.
It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, we're back for hour number two of the Wisdom Circle. Today we are talking the election and the shenanigans going on. I'm just shocked at what's happening right now. We're seeing the cheating actually happen in real time now, and it's very disturbing because if these Democrats get in power, they plan on making sure that they rule in perpetuity by making changes to the Supreme Court, to voting laws, to the open borders, to adding more states. I mean, these people are going to transform America. Jim, what are your thoughts now?
Well, I think you're right that that's their agenda. It appears that Republicans are going to retain the Senate. Mitch McConnell, very smart guy. I don't think this is over by a long shot, but it has entered a new phase. I actually believe the strongest case, given all the technicalities and minutiae that are going to obfuscate a clear resolution of the voting fraud that's taken place on a massive scale, is a completely independent and separate line of attack, to wit, that the person who came up and participated in the debate with Donald Trump was not Joe Biden, but an actor who's a pretty good body double, but who does not have earlobes, as does Joe Biden, but whose ears connect directly to the side of his face. So we know already, since ears are as distinctive as fingerprints, that these are not the same guy. He has a narrower skull than Joe. He's actually a more diminutive version of Joe. but he has a chin with a very major cleft. Joe has a slight cleft when he smiles. And the body language, too, when we look at how they interact with Jill, who obviously is a party to this charade, they're not hand in hand, arm in arm. She's not glowing. He's not smiling. It's just not the same because it's not the same person. But my belief is now that this is such a major violation of campaign laws and such a huge fraud upon the American people that the Democratic Party candidacy will be invalidated and Trump will be president by default. I believe this is where we are going, and this the public has no idea because it hasn't been paying attention that they thought they could get away with it because they got away with it already with Hillary, because the woman who debated both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton in 2016 was not Hillary Clinton, but her best of quite a few body doubles, of which I have been able to identify eight different body doubles for Hillary Clinton.
I have a question for you. Considering the globalist, the deep state control big tech and control the mass media and control every means of entrainment, as Bridget so brilliantly pointed out, how is Trump going to fight that and somehow take back the actual vote? I don't see your scenario happening at all.
No, Giuseppe, you're misunderstanding. He's not taking back. I'm talking about a completely different mode of invalidating the Democratic Party's campaign by virtue of the fact that the candidate they put out for the debates was not the candidate selected by the party. It was an actor, a body double. They perpetrated a swindle, Giuseppe. You don't have to mess with the ballots at all.
Oh.
Their candidacy is invalidated by the fact that they performed a swindle on the American people.
Outrageous. I'm going to bring on Jer Bear, who does the marathon late night, early morning roundtables. Awesome stuff, man, for a huge amount of time, man. Jer, you're in the Las Vegas area. What do you have for us, man? How's it going?
How you guys doing? Good morning. I just kind of woke up. I was up late with the other fellas, with Jacker and company, and carrying on. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. And then all of a sudden they put that, Trump comes out and says, oh, it's like, we just stopped the voting stuff. We'll see you later. That tripped me out just, you know, to stop the proceedings of counting. And like Giuseppe said earlier, cookie breaks over. Let's get it on and see what's going on. something here. Go ahead. What?
He said stop the voting. He did not say stop the counting. In other words, since the polls are all closed, there should be no more votes that are accepted to be counted. That the voting has to end, not the counting.
Well, but I'm just saying that's they all went on break. That the
yeah, Wisconsin, Michigan, that? They all stopped counting, Jim. They all like went home and took a nap, and
Yes. Well, I think that was to enable a switch of bundles of ballots. You know.
Well, they need time to make more ballots too.
Dirty work taking place there. If they needed to replace ballots, this is what Bridget has been reporting. Right, she's actually witnessed them bringing in piles of fake ballots to make substitutions in Nevada.
I've got a Yahoo update from this journalist named Dylan Stapleford, and he's got a few comments here. It says, the Associated Press is not calling the presidential race yet because neither candidate has secured the 270 electoral votes. A majority of the 538 that are up for grabs needed to claim victory. Millions of ballots are being counted in key states that remain too early to call. including Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. That didn't stop Trump from falsely and prematurely declaring victory while making baseless claims of fraud over ballots that were legally cast. Biden urged his supporters to be patient, and his campaign said he will address the nation later Wednesday. Well, and then this goes on. There's a few more comments there. It says, the latest in the key races, Arizona. Well, I don't know. This is the update. Is the AP called Arizona for Biden shortly after Trump declared victory around 2:30 a.m., angering the president's campaign, which has expressed confidence it can still win. Fox News has also called the state for Biden. Wisconsin is Biden. Michigan, Biden.
Wow. And Georgia, Jerry, let me ask you, man, you know, you're in Vegas, a city that runs on tourism, that runs on conferences and so on and so forth. Why would people there, because they're saying that you know, Clark County is going to come in strong for Biden. Why would people there vote for Biden when he's already saying that he wants more lockdowns and more regulations to stop the virus?
That I have to say is people are messed up because I go back to the 2008 housing crisis that affected this city big time and the state with more foreclosures and stuff. So I fought through all that already. It was tough. Yeah. And if it wasn't for this station, I probably wouldn't have saved my home. But this is a different thing for me because I'm not working no more. I'm retired. I'm concerned. I don't like Governor Sakalak. That's for sure. And also that, you know, I'm not in the mix so much as far as when Obama told us that I don't want nobody going to Vegas. He ruined us once and here we are again. So what I just try to hope that people just stop the crap and we're one nation under a God and, you know, it stop all the crap and wake up. That's all I can say right now. Over.
But part
of what you were reporting there is false, that the calling of Arizona they were complaining about occurred much earlier in the evening, not after Trump had come out and said what he said. So that was seriously wrong.
I believe you.
Chris Christie faulted him, said it was bad politics and bad strategy to say he felt he had already won. I think he was laying down a predicate. I mean, just the enormity of his lead at the time certainly would have supported that inference, but it was an inference rather than a fact, since the various of those states had yet to be called. But it does appear that after the world went to bed, that the ballots were changed, and now the voting is going in a different direction and is favoring the candidate who never was, insofar as Joe Biden didn't participate in the debates, but an actor playing the role.
Well, yeah, and I think the knives are going to come out for Trump. All of the people that were pretending to be his allies are going to bring out the knives and start stabbing him in the back now, I think. We got another caller coming on, fellow host.
Hey, guys,
Brew. Chicago, how are you, man? And give us a report from the great state of Illinois.
You were great, Bridget. You got to leave.
Sign off. Yeah. Bridget, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, so I posted in the chat the two different photos of Kamala Harris from back when she was first kind of a senator. And then the one where she looks like now, there's a drastic change in skin color. There is also the chins are completely different. The eyes are completely different of the one that is actually, you know, the one that's running. The other thing, too, that I wanted to throw out there for you guys in the chat, I posted Rosanna's stuff. You guys should really look into her stuff. But also, this guy named Dr. Haros, who is a PhD, a historian out of Switzerland, he was, and I posted his three videos on, it's called The Pharaoh Show, Switzerland 1, 2, and 3. He basically was one of the elite from the Pharaoh line, but they decided at some point they were going to take his son and sacrifice him, and that's when Dr. Haros decided to turn on them. And they kept throwing him in jail because, you know, and starving him out, and what he would do is he would backpack around different areas in Europe, and he would show all the pharaonic stuff, including the pyramids. There's pyramids built in Switzerland. There's all kinds of, you know, different types of symbolic stuff everywhere. And you even see lots of statues of people eating children. And it's prevalent. And he points it out and shows it. So I highly recommend that you go to the links that I left in the chat and check through Dr. Haros's stuff. Because like he points out, the pharaohs, you know, they've been ruling the world, you know, for like the last 5,000 years. And they're, you know, sort of reptilian in nature. They like to live underground. That's why there's all these underground things going on, especially in Reno. Look online. You can find how prevalent the underground passages are. It's like one of the largest, you know, places in the U.S. for underground passages and stuff going on. So, but I have to head out. And remember, if they can't,
Bridget, let me add one thing.
Yeah.
I'd really like to have you come on sometime in the near future to the Wisdom Circle, and we can talk Steiner and all the health kind of topics and so on and so forth. So let's do that soon. I'd really appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for listening. And remember that, you know, if they can't murder them, they can't get rid of them, then, you know, they're going to figure out ways to get around them, which, you know, means like fake votes. So the thing is like people just really need to start paying attention to what's going on. And like Steiner says, materialism rules and it overruns our minds so that we can't actually make good decisions about our own life, our families, or anything else that's going on around us. So anyway, you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Mr. Brew, how are you, sir? What's going on, man?
Very good. Jim, Dr. Fetzer, you know, when I was a young man, I used to visit my grandmother's house. She'd always say to me, keep the faith. But as I was leaving, my grandfather would always say, spread the faith. So, Jim, I just want to remind you, keep the faith. That was the gaffe we had as Biden came out last night, and he's told this story. I heard him tell the story during his car honking to his 1954 Studebaker supporters crowd during his little campaign stops. That he told that story again last night. He came out to tell everybody, oh, it's not over. We're going to win this and so on and so forth. He tells that story, but he says, my grandfather said spread the faith. So then he reverts back to his grandmother, tells everybody to keep the faith. This is what kind of an idiot we got running up as he propped this guy up and his puppeteers. He even had to turn to Joe Biden and ask, and she had to whisper in his ear what names to say to, you know, bank and whatever as his supporters and his campaign managers and so on and so forth. But what we are facing here, all in all, is just ridiculous nature. We all need to just stand strong. Keep spreading the knowledge that you have, the experience that you have, the witnessing that you have, and convey to people that this is nothing like you've ever seen before in the last 30, 50 years or more, because it's all been broken. Donald Trump broke it. We broke it. It's no longer the pre-selected candidates that they already have, know who's going to win, and knows that whatever votes were casted, that it's George Bush Sr., up it's George Bush Jr., up it's Bill Clinton, up it's Barack Obama. No matter what, that's all been broken. This is a whole new ballgame that actually the votes are actually being counted this time around to our belief. And that's why the massive amount of cheating because is going on, replacing votes, giving out Sharpie pens to do ballots, which they know are invalidating them instead of ballpoint pens. All this stuff is happening as it did in 2016, as we noticed, as it did in the midterms, as we noticed. This is why there's so much emphasis on that. Everything's been
right. And Brew, you know, the template that they used in 2018 was, there's a delay in counting the votes. And lo and behold, as the time went on, the Democrat candidates took the office.
And no criminality charges on Biden and his China influences and his son
that's
and everything.
Offensive.
It's like, forget about it. It's, you know, that's wrong.
look, these people are desperate. They are fighting for self-preservation. Okay?
Trump points. That's fascinating. You know, that they were really pulling out all the stops, figuring all the ways to defraud the American people, their right to.
Yeah.
So, Brew, I have a quick question for you. Don't you feel as though this is back to business as normal, that they're inserting Biden and the despicable Kamala Harris, ramming it down the throat of America? Or why is this different? How did we temporarily broke the system, but it seems like they're putting it back in play.
Well, no, they're trying. They're trying to piece it together. They're trying to put together a puzzle that they can succeed in stealing this, but we aren't going to let them. They have so many things in place, so many people that are whistleblowers, so many people that have witnessed or as voters themselves, you know, coming out and reporting, hey, look, I was standing in line and they were taking the ballpoint pens out of our hands and giving us Sharpies to mark the ballots, which they knew would not be valid. People are out in force. People are speaking up. People are done. People know there's criminality, and they know they've been fooled for a very long time, and this time that's what makes it different. Go ahead.
Wow, that's outrageous. You know, and Brew, this is the second report that we've gotten from someone on the ground, personal real life experience of shenanigans and voter fraud going on.
Well, we're going to have a lot more. Okay. It's just a matter of the big tech, because a lot of this is coming out. People got to post on WordPress. They got to post on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. Except who do we have in charge there? We have the dark deep state. We have the cabal. These are being run and owned and operated by people of the Chinese, the Israelis, the Islamic nations. They all have funding and stock and influence in all of these platforms. None of these things, and obviously CNN, NBC, ABC, which are all owned and operated by foreign nationals. There is no American entity whatsoever that's in the mainstream that we have access to that is actually owned and operated by Americans, heritage Americans, except for Revolution Radio and some of the like. Go ahead.
Excellent point, man. It's like a cancer that's just rotting out this once great nation. It's just tragic.
Well, it's been going on a very long time, Giuseppe. You know, you've heard this time and again from our friend Jordan Maxwell that we're not even operating under the same original constitution. So we got to go back to the one guy that actually put this all into play. The biggest shenanigan of all time is Abraham Lincoln, who actually made this all happen, you know, starting the Civil War, following Karl Marx, being with communism, you know, killing off hundreds, millions of Americans, heritage Americans, good, God-loving, educated people is what the Civil War did. And what they did after that is they put in a brand new constitution, made it a corporation. We got taxes. We pay foreign entities. We have been in bondage ever since. Abraham Lincoln did not free the slaves. He made slaves of us all. Good.
Well, our fellow host, Mike Gaddy, the rebel madman, we've done some shows with him where he just outlines he calls Lincoln King Abraham the First, and people don't understand the real history of what's gone on. And Gaddy has tracked down original source documents that really validate a lot of what you're saying. It's really stunning the level of propaganda in every instance in this mind control reality the globalists have us under these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, Mike even talks about as well. I totally agree with what you're saying, Brew, about what Abraham Lincoln did. He was the imperial president. He totally transformed the country. And Mike Gaddy has also uncovered documents that show that even during the Constitutional Convention, the bankers had their agents in play altering things from what could have been an even more free and open document right from the very beginning. It's truly an incredible story.
Jim, you've been quiet. What do you got for us, friend?
Well, I'm not used to attacks on Abraham Lincoln, to tell you the truth. I'm going to have to ponder that. I'm trying to catch up with what's going on out there. It looks like this Sharpie thing was used in multiple states to invalidate votes. So that was a very clever move that the average voter would not have, you know, recognized what was taking place. There are various reports coming out about the election having been stolen. Here's one from Investors Watch blog. Looks like the U.S. 2020 presidential election is rigged. The key states that Trump needs to win decided to withhold their results before all other states locked in theirs. I'm specifically talking about Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. Trump was leading in the aforementioned states by a sizable amount before they stopped releasing results. Now the results are trickling in, and what is trickling in is miraculously and conveniently mostly Biden votes. The media and pollsters were constantly pumping out propaganda that Biden was without a doubt going to decisively win. I believe some of the voter districts in these key states purposely withheld results to wait and see the trajectory of the election in the process of adjusting the vote counts in such a way that Biden would win. I think that's exactly what we have been living through.
Absolutely. And that's why they're pausing everything right now so they can stuff the ballots and make new ones, whatever they got to do. Dean, you've been quiet. What do you want to add to this?
I just want to repeat essentially what Jer and Brewer are alluding to, that I think this is Operation Cancel the Counter Investigations, because I think the key phrase is the average voter that was just said. You know, if this ends now with Biden, wait for the massive cancel fest of all of the, you know, erroneous goings on, and they'll become just nothing but conspiracy theories to the average voter. It will just be brushed off en masse. And I know it's not very interesting or anything new, but I think it's just playing out that way at the moment.
No, Dean, you're absolutely right. Look, Trump wins, we get indictments, we get prosecutions, we get sentencing. If Biden, they get Biden in there, it all goes away. And when it all goes away and Biden's in place, who does he represent? Who is Biden? He is representative, and he is a part of the death cult. They won't just cancel you on Twitter and YouTube and you economically. They want to come to your home, slit your throat, and take away your children and all that other garbage. This is what they are. They are
basically
a death cult.
Basically, then I'm going to label him as this: ugly Obama. He's basically ugly Obama. He's Obama with less Tom Cruise looks.
Right. Hey, Jim, I want to compliment.
I'd like to add that if that happens, Biden will step down. Kamala will be the president, and that's going to be the whore of Babylon. We do not need that.
I agree, Jared. This is not about Biden. It's really about Kamala Harris and the forces behind her becoming president. Jim, why don't you jump in?
Well, I think there's no end of reasons why, you know, she was the first of the Democratic or among the very first to drop out. The reason why Joe Biden in three runs for the presidency over 35 years had not won a single caucus or a single primary until South Carolina, when Google stepped in to send out to reminders to get out to vote to a lot of very gullible persons who dutifully got out to vote, and then they couldn't get their foot off the gas pedal once having done so and have kept it there, where Robert Epstein, the editor-in-chief of Psychology Today, was testifying to Congress now a year and a half ago that Google had contributed by their selective get out the vote between 2.4 and 10.2 million votes in 2016 to Hillary's campaign, that Google was almost certainly responsible for the Democrats retaking the House in 2018, and they were going to go all out and be responsible for somewhere from 15 to 20 million votes for the Democratic candidate in 2020. And I think you put the pieces together and you can see how they all fit. And it's a very, very dirty picture.
Absolutely, Jim. Giuseppe, go ahead, jump in, man.
Let's not forget that Kamala Harris publicly stated that we're
And once Trump's gone and we have regained our rightful place in the White House, look out if you supported him and endorsed his actions, because we'll be coming for you next. You will feel the vengeance of a nation. No stone will be left unturned as we seek you out for this great nation, for it is you that betrayed us. She said that June 18th, 2020. So she is a Luciferian succubus. She's absolutely evil. And the globalist plan has always been to have Biden, the buffoon, the establishment guy, get her in, and then he's going to conveniently fade away and die within a year. And then we're going to have 3.5 years of this nightmare destroying what's left of this sovereign republic.
Yeah, and you know, last night when we were wrapping up our show, our election coverage at around 11:30, Jim had an absolutely passionate sort of plea to the American people and as to what is coming ahead if Joe Biden gets into the presidency. It was really quite moving, Jim.
You were talking about on Need to Know yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, we can sit around and wait for the slaughter, you know. Well, they'll take us out one by one. Or if this actually moves forward, if Joe Biden is inaugurated on the 20th of January, it's all over. I mean, we can fight to live free, or we can die as they pick us off one by one. And I certainly know what I think we ought to do under those circumstances.
Yeah.
I was wondering what the military and the industrial complex and big farmers complex is going to subside and be after if Biden gets in there. They're going to probably escalate, huh?
Oh, sure. They're going to thrive and survive. I mean, big pharma, my God. They want to vaccinate us. I think the Gates agenda is about 20 different vaccinations. We're going to be on a schedule where everyone's going to get a little cubicle. You can have an energy allotment. If it runs out, you're out of luck. If you misbehave, they cut off your digital access to money. So, I mean, you're completely a slave. You might as well put a dog collar on each one of us and a muzzle. In fact, they're already putting the muzzles. They call them masks.
Right.
Well,
good point. And look what they're going to do, man. You know, if you look at, you know, communism, what it really means is just when you boil it down, it means lack of competition. So you're going to have, you know, a circle of companies around the government that will thrive and become bigger and stronger as small business and independent jobs are just laid to waste and flap in the wind.
And listen to this, Europe preparing to cancel all paper money from Investment Watch blog. Europe is moving full speed ahead to cancel all outstanding paper money and move to a digital euro. They are doing this to force all money back into the banks and to end the hoarding of cash. I strongly recommend anyone looking to keep cash around swap to the U.S. dollar ASAP. Our model projected a major shift in the euro by 2021. This is precisely on target. They will also be able to enforce their negative interest rates, but they're hoping this will be a cash injection into the banks, so they need not have to deal with any bailouts. But the key to this is we have no access to money other than digitally, which they can cut off anytime they want, well illustrated in the brilliant film with Gene Hackman and Will Smith, Enemy of the State, because we are all now turning into enemies of the state.
That's right. Very good point. I just want to thank everyone that's in both of the chat rooms there in Revolution Radio and on YouTube and the Facebook and all the other ones. Lots of great comments. Brew, I heard you trying to jump in. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's not that you just can cut off the money. They could bail in the money. Oh, we're going to fine you. We're going to do this. You do something wrong, it automatically, just like it does in China right now. If you violate a law, if you jaywalk, it immediately, they identify you and they take it directly out of your account. There is no ticket. There is no waiting period. There is no going to court. you are fined and it is removed from your account immediately. And then, of course, we know about the bail-ins, like such as Greece, when they got a bail-in, when the banks decided that we're not going to bail out the banks. We're just going to bail in the banks by taking it directly out of the depositors' accounts, taking 40 to 60% of any Greece citizen's bank account, their money.
Right.
You know, no permission needed. They just did it because they wrote it into law. Now, I want to hit on something of great importance here that it's being overlooked. Kamala Harris, first and foremost, is ineligible to be vice president, let alone president of the United States. She is not a natural born citizen of the United States. Both of her parents emigrated to the United States illegally, and they met and they went off to Canada, where the timeline shows that Kamala Harris was most likely born in Canada and was raised in Canada. And then they came to the United States, where she started her deep state career. So that is first and foremost. It's not being touched on enough. We have evidence enough. It's there. The timeline is there. So, you know, here they are again. We had all the conspiracy of Barack Obama, where he was born, who he is, his upbringing, so on and so forth. And to this very day, even though many evidences show that, you know, we're pretty much right about him, it still goes.
Oh, absolutely, Brew. And I totally agree with what you're saying. But of course, that's just racist talk. You know, that's how they're going to slough all that out. And they already have the precedent, as you said, with Obama. So, but what you're saying is absolutely correct. And I want to touch on something you said about China. You're so right about this Chinese system. They plan on exporting it all over the world. And, you know, one step further about what you're saying, they just take the money out of your account. You know, a very good friend of mine married a girl from China. And when they went back to China to visit her parents, they were walking around town in some city. And she told them that every town in China, large and small, have government spies. And anyone that steps out of line or talks bad things about the government, if they cause enough trouble, they simply just disappear one night and are never heard from again. And that's a firsthand story. It's not something I heard on the internet.
No, that's communism. That's the dark forces. That's what we've heard of for many decades of, you know, coming out of Mother Russia there and so on and so forth, and other such places, East Berlin, you name it. I also want to touch on this story from Axios, who is basically a leftist organization. Live updates, White House race remains too close to call. And they say the race between President Trump and Joe Biden remains too close to call, despite Trump's false declaration that he has won, as vote counting continues in enough key battleground states that the final result could be delayed for days. The latest, the final outcome was coming down to nearly half a dozen battleground states, including Wisconsin, which appeared to be leaning in Biden's direction, and Pennsylvania and Michigan, where results could depend on a slow count of early votes and mail-in ballots. Go ahead.
I'd like to jump in with Jim Hoft, a journalist, a real journalist, investigative journalist in St. Louis. He has a great website called Gateway Pundit, and he made the observation, voter fraud in Michigan, massive dump of over 200,000 ballots for Biden all of a sudden appear overnight. Same thing done in Wisconsin. And so they let us know, and statistically speaking, there should have been a mail-in ballot should have been, you know, pretty much along the standard lines of the voting public. It should have been half Biden, half Trump, because people who bought the corona lies, the scamdemic lies, they're not just Biden people. They're Trump voters as well. So any mail-in ballots might have a little bit of a swing, a little bit more to Biden, something like instead of 50-49, maybe 55-45. But in no way would that have eliminated Trump's lead in Wisconsin or Michigan. So this is highway robbery.
Well, that's a great point, Giuseppe. Go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Asking the heads of their decision team why they hadn't called states where Trump had such a massive lead. And he was saying, well, it's because the states are doing it two different ways. Some they're counting the persons who voted directly on the day of the election in person. And that with those voters, there was like a 25% benefit to Trump, but the mail-in ballots were the opposite, with about a 25% for Biden. So he was claiming that depending on which state you're dealing with, they had to wait because of their anticipation about the way in which the ballots that had yet to be counted were going to affect the outcome. So even though Trump was ahead, you know, that they couldn't be sure he was going to win. And I think actually he was a participant in the scam, knowing they're going to bring in hundreds of thousands of fresh ballots that weren't actually properly cast in order to affect the outcome and do it overnight. So now when they resume the counting, they get the outcome predetermined.
Yeah, that's why they had to delay. I totally agree, Jim. And they're doing the same game in Pennsylvania. They're saying that there's millions of votes, or a million votes, from the Philadelphia area that have not been counted.
Yeah, they were just brought in by FedEx yesterday.
Well, we witnessed this in blatant form back in the 2018 midterms in Broward County, Florida, when Broward County Supervisor of Election Brenda Snipes, who was there in her post since 2003, rigging elections, putting votes towards tallies, towards the candidates they wanted to win. For 19 years, Brenda Snipes was in her position, and she held the voting station hostage for upwards of 3 weeks as day after day after day they shipped in truck after truck, box after box of new ballots for upwards of 3 weeks in order to tilt the elections, the midterm elections, into the favor that they wanted. We witnessed it then, and that is exactly what they're trying to do again and are doing again, except we're aware of it. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly spot on. That's exactly what's going on here. It's being stolen right before our very eyes.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting, when we went to bed last night, it was looking very positive for Trump on many fronts with these states. And this is what I was afraid of when we woke up in the morning. Oh, guess what? All the states are turning blue.
Yep, it's just a miracle.
Yeah, it's a miracle. Giuseppe,
you know
go
what
ahead.
They say
man.
These days, support the blue, support the blue.
Yeah, I just, it's shocking to me that the average American, as Mike Gaddy, the rebel madman, calls, quotes H.L. Mencken, Bubis Americanus, just falls hook, line, and sinker for the COVID fear-demic. They fall hook, line, and sinker for the insane totalitarian lockdowns. They believe, you know, Biden, who is even the body double, is not believable. He can barely string coherent sentences together. And so, and the Luciferian succubus, who is going to be the installed president by the globalist parasites. I mean, it's just insane. It is insane. And, you know, the real people of this nation are just bending over and grabbing their ankles. They're this has become a nation of hypnotized cowards.
That's so true, Giuseppe. Cowards. We're being turned into cowards. Whenever I see people walking around with a mask, I just can't help but think to myself, you are a coward. And, you know, look, Joe Biden and company, Kamala Harris, they're going to get us right back into this Paris Climate Accord, and it's going to wipe out jobs. And I think we'll be looking at a shutdown due to coronavirus very, very soon.
May I enter three positive things that happened yesterday? Three positive. We're talking about all this negative and hand-wringing stuff today, but three positive things happened yesterday, and I'm sure you guys noticed, but you're not bringing it up. The public needs to hear that these are positive signs that things are going in our direction. Three positive things. One was at midnight yesterday that documents were released about Roger Stone, how the FBI and Mueller and all them cats knew Roger Stone had nothing to do with WikiLeaks or any type of Guccifer 2.0 stuff whatsoever before they raided his house and charged him with false crimes for one. And that was all released yesterday in Roger Stone's favor, vindicating him 100% of all that they did to him and railroaded him. That's one.
Wow.
Two, Donald Trump officially, an article said, exited from the Paris Climate Accord. The Paris Climate Treaty, we are officially out. If it was lingering and there was any doubt, article was released that we're officially out of it due to Donald Trump. The third thing is that there was a ruling against Gavin Newsom yesterday in California that everything they're doing with the mask mandates and regulations and policies and store policies and everything else is illegal. It's against the law. They have no right to do it. And that was declared by a third time by another judge that it's all illegal. And that precedent sets goes across all the United States because it's under the U.S. Constitution and the alleged freedoms and liberties that we have as U.S. residents or citizens in the United States. Three victories we had yesterday. I'm sure there's more, but those are the three highlights that I know about. Go ahead.
Interesting. Jim, yeah, Jim, I heard you're trying to get in. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I like what Bruce is saying. The problem is that it's just a drop in the bucket compared to the horrors that will befall this country if the Democrats resume power. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, we're going to have to decide whether we want to stand up for our rights and perhaps die on our feet like men or bow down and be treated as slaves and eventually hauled off to FEMA camps and no one will hear from us again, just as in China.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
Jer Bear was trying to say something. Jer Bear, what are your thoughts?
You guys threw me off because I'm looking at some news that's current with this Yahoo ad. My thoughts are just that, you know, thank you guys for letting me come in here and feel y'all. And it's like wild times. It's the one thing I can say is for mankind, they put a lot of tentacles around us and we're strong enough to keep going. And they haven't taken us down as humanity yet. And that's I got to say that we got to just pray for a good conscious thought of Christ and take over, balance this dark veil over this world.
Well, that's a great point. And that's, you know, why they've made sure to, we have to close the churches. We can't have any God other than the state. That's been a big part of this, even though the liquor stores stay open and the weed shops stay open and whatever else. But, you can't go to church. And if you go to church, don't sing. It's dangerous. Outrageous.
Yeah, they've totally just tried to make God our you know, the good man, 86th. It's sad. It's sad that more people aren't on this track that we feel that is so wrong, and we know it. And gosh, it's just they've got a lot of tentacles, is what I say, and we're strong enough to still be alive. So may the Lord help us all.
Yeah, and the other thing I see coming is, you know, these Democrats, they're planning on ensuring Democrat rule in perpetuity with this by making major changes to voting laws and all kinds of other stuff. And that's the part I find the most disturbing because, you know, there isn't another Trump on the horizon that I see.
Tucker ain't going to be there.
That was a unique set of circumstances that brought this guy to the fore. And, you know, his political genius and moxie led to his triumph, first in defeating a Republican Party by a hostile takeover, and then, you know, eviscerating the opposition, Hillary Clinton, even though it was an election massively rigged for Hillary. Have no doubt about it. It was a fluke. They just didn't expect that Trump would derive the kind of support he received from the American people for a multitude of reasons, which have led to their complete horror at his administration and efforts to defeat it on every possible ground.
Yeah, Jim, you're so right. You know, we're down to the final 7-8 minutes. I'd like to just go around the roundtable and ask everyone, and we'll start with Jim because you are the elder and this is still the Wisdom Circle. Where do you think this is going, Jim? Are the Democrats going to steal this? And I want to hear what everyone thinks, and we'll just see where it goes. Go ahead, Jim.
Oh, I think as far as the voting is concerned, the Democrats have already stolen it. That it's just a matter of adding up the numbers, the fake numbers, just as we have fake data supporting the coronavirus, that people don't understand the difference between a ballot that's fraudulent and a ballot that's not, or a case that's really indicating you've got a virus and a case that's a false positive. The American public is so dumbed down by the failures of our educational system that there's very little chance that the public on its own could possibly find its way to understand what's happening here, even though the consequences for the public are going to be enormous, overwhelming, and long enduring. I say again, as I assess the situation, there's only one way to upend the apple cart, and that's by exposing the fraudulent candidate who calls himself Joe Biden as an actor who's a pretty good body double, but not quite good enough, where they needed him because Joe Biden was so decrepit and incompetent, he could not come across as forceful or complete clear sentences. They found their man in the double, but it's not Joe Biden, and it represents a massive fraud upon the American people, which ought to be sufficient to invalidate the Democratic Party candidacy and yield the election to the president of the United States by default.
Wow. Giuseppe, my main man, where is this going, man? What's your call?
I think that Jim is absolutely right in that the Democrats have stole this, and I really like Brew's spirit that we got to keep fighting and find positives. But I think that Jim's point, where while it may be valid, is going to be treated like you're wearing a tinfoil hat. You're a crazy buddy. There's no Joe Biden double. The tech lords of Twitter and YouTube and Facebook tell us, and the CNN and MSNBC and even Fox tell us that can't possibly be true. So it's not true. So yeah, it's a stolen election, and like the gateway pundit Jim Hoff just described, Trump was on his way, and all of a sudden they found all these emergency votes in boxes. Oh, and statistically speaking, it should have been like 55 Biden, 45 Trump, which would have ensured Donald Trump his rightful second term. It's just criminal.
Wow. Yeah. Brew, where are we going here, man?
Despite that being election day on November 3rd, Donald Trump is still president today. He has the power and the force of the federal government and cooperation among many throughout the United States, all 50 states. So he has, even though there's usurpers within that bureaucracy, he still has competent people that are fighting for you and Donald Trump to make this right. It is not, they have not stolen it. They are trying to steal it. They are doing actions that we are witnessing to steal it. But do we not think they are caught? Do we not know that we have been watching them this entire time, learning all their tricks, following their motions, following the trail of paperwork, following the listening to the whistleblowers and so on and so forth? We have been. This is still up to you, the American people, the heritage Americans that are fighting for family, God, prosperity, and peace in their lives, to have your country back that you have not seen in your lifetime and your parents did not see it in their lifetime, to get our country back, to be out of bondage. This is what we are fighting for. So if you have been timid, if you have been quiet, if you have been soft on your support for yourself, your family, God, and the presidency, now is the time to speak up, because this right now it's clean. You get to wear out your fingertips on your keyboard. You get to wear out your voice by talking to others. It is not bloody yet. The guns have not come out. The fights have not broken out. The people have not knocked on your doors quite yet. And we are going to try and prevent that. But you got to do it now while you still can, in a nice, peaceful, quiet manner. Go ahead.
Passionate words, Brew. I really like that.
Great
stuff.
But
who takes the election, though? What's your call, Brew?
Sorry, I got muted there. Hey, look, I'm confident that we're going to pull out of this. Everything I just said, that there's been people working on this, watching the cheating, watching how they operate, and we have safeguards in place. Look, the first thing and foremost, if you noticed with Donald Trump, let them pull their own pants down. And every time they've done something, what has happened? Boomerang, boomerang, boomerang. They're pulling their own pants down. They're showing the Americans what these people are, what they do, and how criminal this all is. So that is the main exposure. That's the greatest weapon we have. Go ahead.
Okay. I want Jared to jump in here, but before he does, I just want to remind everyone, you know, we are listener supported here at Revolution Radio, and we really need the help this month. Apparently, we're a little behind in donations this month. So everybody, please jump aboard. Come on, revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. Do what you can. Donate what you can and keep this bastion of free speech alive. This is more important than ever. Jared Bear, where are we going, man? Give me your final thoughts.
Maybe he stepped away. Why don't we try Dean and give Jared Bear?
Okay, good call.
Well, I don't know which way the election's going to go. That's my short answer. I would just say this. I think that Trump will contest or work in the background if he feels that he's got hooks into the corruption, that he can actually prove it with his team. I think he won't give up on exposing that. And I also would like to ask the entire listener base to remember that quote that Kamala Harris said. It sounded like something out of South African politics. Ridiculous. From 2018.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it does sound scary. Like something out of South Africa or the Stasi in Eastern Germany back in the day. Jer, are you back, man?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Where are we going here, man? Give me your final thoughts.
Just everybody talk to their inner soul and let's raise this, let's lighten up the world with, and stop the crap. Wake up, you gentlemen and ladies out there and listening, and spread the word that we need conscious thought on the whole situation. It's deep. It's a deep thing that's happening. It's not just political. It's deeper than that. So much love to you guys, and thanks for inviting me over.
I really appreciate your thoughts. I appreciate everyone's thoughts. And Dean, it was great to meet you. We've never talked before. Dr. Fetcher, Giuseppe, such great viewpoints from everybody. Okay, that was it, man. The 2 hours just flew by. Everyone hang in there and stay tuned for the next show. You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.